Hello, 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 and welcome to What's the Chinese Tea? I am your favorite Congolese Tuntin, also your host, Sammy. Thank you for tuning into this episode. You guys are amazing. You guys have definitely broke my sound bites a little bit, but I am so happy to be back with another episode. I told you guys I was currently in quarantine back in China for 14 days. Today marks day 7, so I am halfway through the process. So today's episode is just going to be recapping the first 7 days and also answering any questions that have came about during the episode that you guys have DM'd me. So I'll go ahead and answer those questions in this episode as well. So without further ado, let's dive into Quarantine Diaries Day 7. Welcome back to the Chinese Tea. This week is going to be different because this is kind of recapping my first 7 days. So we are naming this Quarantine Diaries. So you guys have asked me so many questions based off of the last episode that y'all listened to. For those of you guys who are new to the tea drinker family or have not caught up, please go back to the episode prior to this one called Travel Woes, and it will definitely run down everything for you. So this is kind of a part two almost. So we'll start with the first like 4 days. I was jet lag AF. I was tired. I literally slept at all odd times of the day and night. If you've all traveled internationally, y'all know jet lag is real. But what was interesting, because I didn't experience jet lag the first time I came to China, I literally managed to get a hotel, take a shower, go to bed, wake up the next morning for my flight, and I was on the road. This time, I got into the hotel around like 8 a.m. No, I'm lying. It's like 8:30. I got in there. I filled out all the paperwork that they required us to fill out. So how they do things here, everything is done electronically. So that's that. But they had us fill out just a document stating that we would, confined to the rules of the quarantine stated by the provisional People's Republic of China, that part. So you sign that and then you go about your merry way. So one question that has been asked is like, who's paying for my quarantine? My school is footing this bill. Merci, Mingyi. because baby. Anyways, so they are footing the money. They're footing the bill. So for those of you guys who want to kind of get a rough estimate, the quarantine per day is 260 kwai per day, plus another 30 for lunch and dinner. Breakfast is free. So that's two nights. So we'll say $300 kwai, which equals up to be, if my math is on point, 7 by 30 is almost close to $40 a day, $40-$50 a day. So we'll just say for purposes of rounding, it's $50 a day. You do that by 14 and you get a whopping number of, let's see, my math wasn't that great. 50 by 14, And you know, these things are supposed to have a calculator, no? What's 50 by 14, damn it? And why don't I have a calculator on this damn thing? Okay. Anyways, 50 by 10 is 5. We're just going to roughly say anywhere from $600 to $700. Because if 50 by 10 is 400, we'll just guess off of that. So, between $600 or $700 for your quarantine. Now, so my school's paying for that. And literally, they feed you like prison, 3 square meals a day. So they feed you breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And they feed you breakfast at 8, lunch at noon, and then dinner is at 6 or 7. So the first couple of days, I did not eat dinner because I was asleep. And if you've had Chinese, authentic Chinese food, it's not good cold at all. It tastes disgusting. And so I just opted out. Luckily, because I was in a lot of WeChat groups, a lot of people have came up with suggestions of things to bring back. And a lot of people said, bring food that you can use just hot water to make it, i.e. oatmeal, noodles, mashed potatoes. You could eat tuna and crackers, things like that. Things that can hold you over that don't require you to cook. So I came prepared. I brought some things. So it was not like I was missing out. So for breakfast, it was a standard Chinese breakfast, and Chinese breakfast sucks, okay? It's not great at all. When they offer it at the hotels when we go on vacation, it's like, hell no, we're not eating that. So normally they, for breakfast, it's a hard-boiled egg, which I eat, and a thing called baozi. Baozi is a steamed bun with some kind of like meat in it or a vegetable or something in it. It's like a meat pie. And then they have a steamed bun that has nothing in it, and you put things in it, and they give you a container of like vegetables and pickled vegetables and spicy vegetables, and you put it in your little bun and you eat it. Not eating that shit. I just eat the baozi and the egg, okay? Because that's all that's appetizing. So then for lunch, what do they serve for lunch? It's usually rice with a meat and vegetable and a potato. It's not the greatest thing in the world. I don't mind it. I just eat the veggies and the rice. And then dinner obviously is kind of mimicking lunch, but a little heavier. I don't eat dinner, so dinner is kind of like whatever I brought from the US, I eat. And guys, it's the food is nasty. So I've been getting agitated with that. On top of that, recently, these people wanted decided to start construction. This was probably 2 days ago. So they started construction. And they don't start construction at like 9 a.m. or 10 o'clock when most people are awake. It's like the first day it started, it was 6 a.m. Yesterday it was like 8. And then this morning was like between 8 and 9. So that has been literally of an annoyance, because it's like I'm trying to sleep, okay? Because I think the last 2 days I've managed to get a good night's rest as well as sleep at a decent hour and wake up at a decent hour. So I'm no longer jet lag. It took about 5 days to get over the shit. So I'm finally no longer jet lag. However, I would be lying if I said I wasn't going stir crazy. I'm going stir crazy because the rules of the quarantine is this. You cannot leave your room. You cannot leave your room unless it is to pick up your dinner or take your trash out and or get your temperature checked. You cannot leave. So you can't go for a walk up and down the hallway. You can't, nothing, nada, zero. So it's very, you're very limited in where you, like what you can do. So I had brought some jump ropes, some resistance bands to just kind of do like an online workout just to get my body moving, because it's like you're laying down or you're sitting, you're laying down, you're sitting, you're not really moving. And so I tried to bring some of these things so I can get like, even if it's 10 minutes of just pure movement, something is better than nothing. And then let's see, these people, they come twice a day to check your temperature, one in the morning and one at night. And it becomes annoying because it's just like, just when you're getting comfortable or you're still asleep, if it's the morning, these people are knocking on your door to come check your temperature. So yeah, it's been quite the experience. Luckily for me, classes for me had started back up. So I'm now kept busy with that, as well as I started learning to code. So I'm kept busy with that as well. But that's how I've been passing time. The first couple of days, not gonna lie, straight Netflix. I finished Girlfriends. I finished another series. Yeah, I was straight Netflix and YouTube, and that's it. But now that I'm kind of like
Netflix, after a while, it gets boring because it's like, I just don't want to sit here. So I'm starting to get a little stir crazy, not gonna lie to you. So I'm like counting down the days until I can get the hell out of here, okay? But a couple questions that y'all had for me, let me just go down the list. It's how much the quarantine, I think I covered that. How have the people at the hotel been treating me? Honestly, I have not had really any interaction with the hotel staff like that. I mean, my Wi-Fi did go down, but they were super nice. I don't have any interaction. Again, it's very quick. Like, hey, we're here to check your temp. Hey, we have your food. Like, it's very minimal interaction, so I don't have to deal with them like that. So that hasn't been an issue. What are my plans for after quarantine? Well, here's how things are going to be laid out, because we just got instructions today. The plan is that we have to take another test, another COVID test, a couple days before we leave. Contingent on how that test comes out, obviously you may leave. If you are tested positive, then you are literally SOL. And you would have to probably, they'll probably have to admit you and do some other test on you and whatever. So if you test negative, obviously you're free to check out on the specified day that they have given you. Mine is actually next Thursday. And they had clarified the time. At first they wanted us to check out at 6 a.m. But now they're saying that they would prefer that you check out 3 hours prior to your train or plane. So my train leaves at 2:30. So I'm going to be checking up out of here probably between 10 and 10:30. That is my plan, and get to the next city from the city that I am, called Chengdu, to the city Chongqing is about an hour and 45 minute train ride. So once I get to Chongqing, because if you guys don't know already, I don't have a place technically. That's another episode. But anyways, I don't have a house. So currently my school's looking for my house as we speak. So if my house is not ready by next week, the policy with my new school is that any new teachers that they have, they put them up in a hotel for 7 days. That gives them time to do all the administrative paperwork as well as find them housings. So if all else fails, I'll be in a hotel, another hotel for 7 days. However, I'll have a lot more free rein because I'm not quarantined. So I'll be in a nicer hotel. I'm not subjected to their food. I'm not subjected to the bullshit of like not leaving my room, anything like that. And I can have visitors. And y'all know whose uncle is coming through. So y'all favorite uncle is going to come through to the hotel. So yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm going crazy. I'm going crazy, and we're not allowed to have alcohol. So, you know, I don't know. Like, we can't smoke, we can't drink. It's like, it's literally the desert up in here. Not gonna lie to you. So, asking us how we making it, I don't even know. I really don't even know. We're just literally taking it day by day at this point. Like I said, we're supposed to be getting tested here in the next couple of days. I am not looking forward to that operation because y'all, obviously, if you heard the last episode, y'all know how that testing went for me. So we are subjected to another test, and then hopefully we start doing these last checking out procedure, as well as I start training for my job next week online. So that also is now going to keep me busy. So that should be fun. But yeah, I don't have too much to report because there's not a lot going on here. But yeah, I hope you all enjoyed this episode. Check out day 14's quarantine diary because that will have a lot more excitement. And I'll have a lot more to report because then, you know, a lot of things would have happened in the next 7 days. But anyways, check out Travel Woes episode and check out season 2 introduction. And while you're at it, you might as well just binge the whole first season. Duh. Anyways, I hope you guys all have a good rest of your day. And just remember, keep sipping some tea.